Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. It's party time.
Planning an event?
Perry DiNapoli from the Briarcliff Manor gives you the 411 on what you need to know to make it a success.
Party time.
Every second Tuesday of the month from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Westchester Talk Radio. And on demand at westchestertalkradio.com.
Rose-colored glasses on and party on.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and more specifically, welcome to Party Time, the Briarcliff Manor Show with Perry DiNapoli. I'm Laura Smith, and we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. Well, as I said, first show ever today of Party Time. Briarcliff Manor, everlasting memories in an elegant manner. That's where we're broadcasting from today, overlooking the Hudson, a little bit of fog on what is 9/11. A little bit of a somber tone, but welcome, Perry, to your own show. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Laura, and what a pleasure it is to be here with you and with Shark Creative and this whole idea of, you know, getting a chance to talk about Party Time at the Briarcliff Manor is a very big honor, and thank you for being here my first day.
Well, you know, it connotes everlasting memories in an elegant manner. You know, these are the things of life. When especially a day like today, 9/11, you just think about people and those that you love. And what is really important at the end of the day, it's relationships. It's loving one another. It's enjoying our lives. And what you do here at the Briarcliff Manor is you create these everlasting memories for people. But your family has such a history, a very long history, and a venerable history here in the Westchester area. Please give us the history, because I find it fascinating how people start and truly make businesses and lives here, especially where we live in Westchester County.
Absolutely. And to echo your words, just want to send a shout out to all those, you know, all of us here in the country with 9/11 being such a special day. And I've been up since about 5 o'clock this morning watching all the tributes and, you know, it touched all of us and it continues to touch all of us and we will never forget, that's for sure.
That's right.
I've been in business now in the Westchester community for 28 plus years.
Impossible when you're only 29.
I know. I started very young. And, it was something. I bought a deli in 1991 back in Mount Vernon, in the Fleetwood section of Mount Vernon. The deli's name was Antony's. And it was something that I actually was a customer of the deli for many years. And I loved the space. And when the family was ready to sell, I was very happy to have that opportunity. What I saw was, feeding people, which my Italian background, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Feeding people was very important to me. But it was more than just feeding people. What we established very early on with the deli and with our catering back in the Fleetwood days was a sense of community, sense of family, friendships, relationships mattered. My brothers and I, because it was the three of us that took on this venture, we made a decision on day one. We knew we had no money to write checks. But what we agreed to do was never say no to any charitable organization or community-based organization that came in looking for something. Sometimes we gave a platter of sandwiches. Sometimes we gave a platter of fruit, a gift basket, gift certificate, whatever it might be. And, you know, and I would tell any business starting out that this is one of the best things you could do to connect with your community and connect with the people around you. Support those who support you.
That's wonderful.
And give back every time you can.
That's a long time ago. You were very young. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing that really sometimes you learn as you get older and you go through life's experiences. But you had the heart for charity and community at a young age and from the get-go. Do you think that played into part of what your success was and grew to be throughout the years and now culminating in what is the Briarcliff Manor, such a beautiful place?
Absolutely, without a doubt, that has been one of the strongest pieces of our business, which has grown into many other businesses as well. And we continue to do that. We continue to work with everyone. I have three daughters, which we'll talk about later, but even growing up, they were always involved in charitable stuff and going into, the local school organizations. And I always told them, it's great to help everything, but stick to your community. Make sure that you make, you know, because you could be much more impactful in your community, help many more people that way, touch more lives, make best relationships. And the people you meet as you're growing up, I see it now in my business, people who I became friendly with 27, 28 years ago, those people are now coming here going, oh my gosh, you're here? I just had recently one of my best customers from back in the old Anthony's Deli days called up one day and he just said, tell Perry I'm coming over. And he showed up here and he said, here, this is my friend. She needs a party. Call her. I called her. The lady booked the party. You know, and that kind of relationship, you can't pay for.
Yes. I mean, you can't be a phony either. You know, one thing is, you know, shaking a lot of hands and kissing babies and, you know, trying, you know, just doing that because, you know, you think it's going to get you business. But when you're genuine, what it sounds like your family is a true loving Italian family who believes in community. Tell me, are you a second generation Italian American, a first generation? What is the history of your family?
So my great-grandfather came over in 1910 and came on the ship into Ellis Island. And we actually, in 2010, back in my old place in White Plains, which was Anthony's on Broadway, we had a party there. I've always been very big into Italian history and culture and the traditions and all of that, which play a big part in our weddings as well. But we had this wonderful event in November 5th of 2010 with about 100 family members. And it was all about celebrating the 100th anniversary of our family coming into New York. So that was a special day, and it's something that I'm looking forward to, the 110th anniversary. We'll be doing that in a few years.
It's so touching. Yeah. Now you have three daughters. Have any of them had their own weddings here yet, or is it too soon?
No, we have, we have three daughters, and my middle one, Adriana, who's standing over there watching me, making sure I don't say anything wrong. Adriana works here with me. She's been here with me now for
Head
about 2 years.
Head of business development.
Yes, and she has made a massive difference in our business growth and in our community, in our image. I'm sorry, in our image, she's made a huge improvement because this, in today's environment, as much as however is important to set that foundation that we did early on with community and relationships, you also, in this environment today, you have to have a very strong online social media presence. So those of us who are plus 50, it's not always so easy to do. You know, you think you do. You know, I'm a big Facebook guy, and I have, you know, a couple of thousand friends on Facebook. But to create a promo and let people and have people, you know, follow you and, you know, like all the stuff you do, you kind of need a professional, and you need a young professional. So we're blessed to have Adriana, and you know, with us, everything has always been family.
Yeah.
So Adriana's here with me all the time. My wife, Vincenza, is here with me as well, full time. So we just celebrated our 30th year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And we've been working together for 15 years and pretty much 7 days a week. So
the true test of a relationship. Right,
I would almost count that
nutshell.
As about 45 years married, I think, if you figure it out. So but we're doing great. It's been a great run. And she helps out a lot because, you know, people credit me. I get all the accolades that it was my ideas. And I am. I'm the engine that pushes a lot of things. But if we didn't have the elegance and the decor and the beautification of this property, maybe my work would be a little bit, you know, I'd be, you know, fighting uphill a little more than I have been. So having my wife, someone who truly, truly cares about, you know, what the place looks like 100% of the time,
right,
on board and handling that part of it, has also been a very important piece of our growth.
Absolutely. All the benefits of truly having a family business. So let's talk a little bit about this extraordinary property, the Briarcliff Manor in Briar. Are we in Briarcliff proper, or are we actually in a different
part
of
Westchester? We are actually in Ossining. So Briarcliff and Ossining have a strange relationship. It's kind of like, you know, part of it is, you know, some municipality is, some of our services are Briarcliff, some of our services are Ossining, but we're in Ossining proper with a Briarcliff Manor PO. Wherever it is, I think it's perfect.
It's perfect, and this setting is perfect for parties, for celebrations. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this house. I'm so into historical homes and such, and this just has such a beautiful, positive feeling about it. Tell us about the Briarcliff Manor's history.
Sure. It's one of my favorite topics, as you would imagine. When I'm not talking about family, I'm talking about my business and my passion of running the Briarcliff Manor. So This building was built in 1902. The gentleman who built it was part of the Fuller Brush family. You might have heard of them.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His name was William Fuller. And he came to New York. He was an attorney. He came to New York to make his fortune. Then he ended up, so he went to work for the American Tobacco Company. Ended up marrying into the company.
Okay.
And became very wealthy overnight, as you would imagine. He and his wife bought this property, and they built this house for their retirement home. They lived here till right after the crash of 29. At some point, their family left, mm-hmm. which opened up a new chapter in the Briarcliff Manor, because now this became, it was used as a speakeasy.
Really?
Yeah, and this house had some, you know, some great secrets.
Oh, if the walls could talk.
Oh, we would love to get some details on that. And, you know, there are some pieces about the house, like downstairs there's a little drop box where they would drop the money and things like that with a safe door. But, you know, this house must have been an amazing area. And the stories are that they would run up the liquor up and down the Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And this house was all by itself, sitting up here in this 200-acre parcel. Nobody knew it was here, so you would imagine that it was quite a well-populated and well-sought-off property. And then after Prohibition ended, the town took the property back. And at that point, they were making a movie in New York City. Well, I'm sorry, not New York City, but they were making a movie about the South. And they needed to know what a old plantation-style home would look like. How would that, you know, what would it... What would the bones look like? What would the columns look like and all of that? So the artist from New York City came up here, and the first renderings for Tara and Gone with the Wind were drawn from this house.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So
how incredible is that?
It created quite a stir. And then they actually came back after the movie, and they used it in some of the marketing pieces.
I see.
So it was used pre-movie. Post-movie, just not in the movie.
Just not in the movie.
So I would love, too bad it wasn't in the movie. Someone told me, well, just make enough money, buy the rights to the movie, and insert a couple of photos right in the middle, and that'll take care of that. But I don't think that's going to happen in my lifetime. But it was this house became known as Tara Hall throughout the mid-30s into the 40s.
Okay.
A very well-known property, and people, you know, still today in 2018, you mentioned Tara, and you mentioned Gone with the Wind, and so many of... If not the brides, so many of the moms get so excited. Oh, my God, that's my favorite movie.
Yes.
So it's a big deal. And then in the 40s, the gentleman who owned the Hannaford Circus bought the property.
Oh.
And he loved it because with this vast area, you know, hundreds of acres that they had at that point, he was able to house all his animals up here.
Oh, my goodness.
So there was actually...
lions and tigers and bears?
Oh, my, yeah. So it was actually a famous story. There was a fire. And it was in the elephant house.
Oh.
So everyone got up in arms, but fortunately, none of the elephants were harmed.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it did create quite a stir, and I think he had to sell the property after that because it wasn't quite proper to house your animals in a residential neighborhood. So, but after that, this became it was a bed and breakfast for some period of time. And then in 1964, a family bought it. And they were restaurant professionals, and they opened a restaurant known as Maison Lafitte.
Okay.
And Maison Lafitte, although I never had the pleasure of coming here to eat, it was opened in 1964. That was the year I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I never had the opportunity to eat here, but for years, being in the business, I had heard about the amazing professionalism and the amazing cuisine of Maison Lafitte.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually here for 38 years.
Wow.
They had quite a run. He ran it as a full restaurant. They lived upstairs. The family lived upstairs on the second floor. His employees lived on the third floor. It was one of those, an old world style restaurant right here in the Hudson Valley.
Imagine, yes.
And he was quite a gentleman. I had the pleasure of meeting him one time.
Oh, really?
Quite a gentleman, and amazing success. But after him, the property went into a couple of different people who went through the property. And I think the problem was no one had any real success at that point. And from what I could see, it's not because of the location, because the location is amazing. The bones of the building are fantastic. I think no one actually came up here and said, this needs to be renovated completely. Not just the interior of the property, but the exterior of the property as well.
Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of the times when the brides and the families start to pull up, and I see the response,
mm-hmm.
and I see the eyes get big, and I see how it has to be beautiful. You know, we're creating something here. You know, this is, you know, what we're doing is this is where a lifetime of memories begin. And we want something from the moment they pull on property. We want them to go, oh my gosh, that's the most beautiful building I've ever seen.
Right.
And that creates, and that requires a lot of revenue and resources to accomplish that.
Absolutely.
And no one else did that. I think they all said, well, the property is great and the view is great. So that should be enough to accomplish it.
No, it's the whole package.
Yeah, and now you really have to go the extra, you know, the whole nine yards, and you have to go all the way. So we made that commitment in 2015. And I have to tell you, in 2015, when I first came here, it was January 15th of 2015. An old friend called me and said, go take a look at the building. You might like it. And I came up and I met the gentleman here at the time. And from the parking lot, I think I had goosebumps, and I won't admit to crying, but I definitely got teared up, said, oh my God, that's the most beautiful place I've ever seen. And I looked at this old building that was beat up and needed a massive paint job and so many things.
Oh, so at the time it was kind of
Total disrepair.
Worn down?
Inside, the gentleman had done a nice job interior-wise. It was a business called Haymount House. He had done a nice job of the interior, but the exterior was a disaster. And I knew that the approach had to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't thinking about that day. All I was thinking about was, wow, this place is available. And I don't know, you know, what rock I'm going to find money on, but I'm going to figure this out because I have to get this building. This was what I, you know, my whole life I dreamed about something like this. And so that day I came
in. And this is your dream realized as you are making dreams come true for everyone else who books their party or event here at the Briarcliff Manor. Everlasting memories in an elegant manner. So this is the Party Time show from the Briarcliff Manor. We're doing it here. Perry DiNapoli is the, well, he's the host of the show today. We're talking all about events, and, you know, events have become such a big part of, especially in Westchester County. So many people are looking for just the right venue and how to make their dreams come true in a party so that they can focus on the actual event itself and not just, you know, getting all the details together. So on that note, what we're going to do is we're going to take a very short break here. We're going to come back to talk a little bit more about the events, what you do, Perry, what you can do for people in terms of making their dreams come true and their memories, lasting ones. And then we're also going to bring on a guest in a little while, Stephen Burchard. He's here from Magical Memories because we know that that's all part of making Party Time a party. We're going to talk to someone who is a master of that. So I'm very happy to be here today on our first ever broadcast of Party Time from the Briarcliff Manor. I'm Laura Smith at Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Rose-colored glasses on and party on.
Welcome back, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Briarcliff Manor. Perry DiNapoli is the host of Party Time with me, and we're so grateful. Produced by Shark Creative today, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. So in the last segment, we talked about the Briarcliff Manor's history, and the history of the DiNapoli family. It has been in the hospitality industry and food industry for 28 years, and a really beautiful Italian-American, wonderful story about a family who still to this day works together. And we're talking down to the daughters, the wife, everybody is here at the Briarcliff Manor. Everlasting memories in an elegant manner. This is such a beautiful place. It truly is. We're looking over the Hudson River. Today it's a bit foggy, but the river's there nonetheless. And the beautiful greens around this gorgeous Tara-like house that you were talking about from Gone with the Wind, how it was in original renderings for the movie way back when it was done. Perry, let's talk a little bit about... So, who rents the venue? How do they go about it? What kinds of parties do you have here? Let's cover everything.
Sure. So when we first took over, we opened up as both a restaurant and a catering facility. The restaurant's name was Antipasti. We opened it up. That was open for about 2 years. I quickly realized that this place really served so much better as a party, wedding, and event space. Much more than it did as a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my family, we own two other restaurants as well in the Westchester area. We own Angelina's of Tuckahoe and the Old Stone Mill in Yonkers.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt we had enough restaurants, really, so we could dedicate this property to being a banquet hall and event space. Since then, the response has been fantastic. Our main business is weddings, as you would imagine. You know, we do ceremonies here. We do the cocktail hour and the full wedding. Our capacity is up to 180 is kind of a high number for us, but we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
But we do, you know, that's been the most important thing that's happened. But along the way, we've had the pleasure of doing both Sweet 16s and mitzvahs and corporate events. We do a lot of fundraisers here as well, as you would imagine. We also do private party events. So it's a wonderful place for people to come and do a bridal shower or a baby shower or a christening, you know, any type of event, anytime you want to bring people together. This week, we actually are hosting two memorial luncheons as well. So
it
kind of plays really well for that. Again, a manor house like this is different than most other catering halls because you go into a catering hall, with the best of intentions, it's a little bit of a, you know, you'll have more marble and more chandeliers and things like that. It's a beautiful space and people love it. This is more like a, it's more like a home. And so anytime, you know, when you think of home, you think of family, you think of celebrating, you think of getting together. That's everything you could do at home. You could do it here, except you don't have to worry about cleaning up. We take care of that for you.
Awesome. Yes, indeed. And so you get mostly weddings, you said. Is the comfortable amount of people in here like 150, you would say?
150 or less is comfortable. 180 is possible.
180. And that's all seated?
Seated
well?
With the full dance floor, with the DJ or band, and everything that you need to do for a wedding.
Now, is this floor the original wood floor?
This floor is not. This floor is was an add-on. Most of the other floors, though, you'll notice in the main entrance, and I'm very protective of my 120-year-old mahogany floors. They're all original. The railings are all original. The front entrance, the columns, the staircase, everything is all original.
All original. Now, do you have, in addition to having the space, obviously, beautiful, beautifully appointed for these large parties, do you also have an event planner that's available, or do people bring their own? How does it work?
Well, a combination of the two. So sometimes people do require some additional help if they're doing a party, a wedding, a mitzvah. They need some help. We offer a very strong in-house support system where we will help people with usually about 4 or 5 meetings from the time they book until the event itself, where we will help them through the process. If that's satisfactory to them, then they don't need to really go anywhere else. But some people do like having their own private, you know, wedding planner as well to help them with, contracts with their other vendors and things like that. So if that's what they need, that's fine. They're welcome to do that at any time. We do recommend a couple of locals. And, you know, if that works out, fantastic.
So what types of vendors are you talking about that you work with?
Well, vendors are very important in the wedding process, in any party, but in a wedding more specific, because it is, a wedding, hopefully it's a one-time event in your life, and it's something that you want to make sure you can get it, do it as best as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the truth is, whether your budget is small, mid-size, or very large, it doesn't matter. You still must follow a certain protocol. So you need, a wedding needs a great photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And, everybody's version of a great photographer might be different. I recommend to our brides to interview, to our couples, to interview with at least three mm-hmm. photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Get a vibe for what their style is. Get a vibe for how they ought to work with, because you can't go back and there are no redos. You want to make sure that day that you're getting exactly from your photographer what you are hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that to be very important. Same with the videographer.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're all on the same page. Make a list of what's important to you, the couple, to you, the family, and make sure that those professionals are following your key. Now, at the Briarcliff Manor, what we do, we get a little bit more involved. Maybe it's because I'm the father of those three girls, or maybe it's because of my 54 years of being, the person I am. I get a lot more involved in the process maybe than most other caterers would.
Oh, really? In what sense? How do you do that, Perry?
I offer a ton of advice. And I sit down. When I first meet with my couples, I ask them a lot of questions. I've had people tell me maybe too many questions.
But you're trying to get a sense of who they are.
Exactly.
So you can provide the right party.
Correct.
Makes sense to me, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I ask a lot of questions. I want to know exactly what their vibe is. I want to know what they're looking for. I want to know, are they a traditional couple, or are they a couple that wants to just have a big party, whatever their needs are. And based on that, I will guide them in the best way possible. Now, hopefully I've done my job and they book us and we're the place where they, begin their process. And then at that point, we have a next meeting where I'll sit down and talk about their vendors. And we'll make some recommendations. Now, maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but I recommend based on the type of client that they are, I'll recommend the vendor that I think might fit their style or need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually effective. Sometimes they come in with their own vendors, which is great. I ask them if they're bringing in a photographer or a DJ or a band who's never been here before. We welcome those vendors to come visit us, not on a Friday night or a Saturday night when we're busy, but maybe come in on a Tuesday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
tour the facility. Ask me 100 questions. Let's sit down, let's go over it, so that they have an idea of the nuances of this property. Because we're not like the standard catering hall with the big loading dock and all of that. We're a manor house, almost like a museum, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. What else? You have lighting. I see you have interesting lighting here. You provide all the lighting services with the manor, or is that like, are these all add-ons? Do people need to pay separately for services and such? I don't know. I've never been married, so I don't know what it takes.
Well,
honestly,
by the time we're done, we'll know where you're getting married if the day ever happens. That's for sure.
Just find me the groom, and we'll be fine.
All right, we can work on that.
Do you do that as well? Matchmaking services.
You know what? That's a great idea for a new business venture. I'll try that on next.
There you go.
And my daughter's shaking her head, saying, "No more business ideas.
Manor mixing, manor meetups, or something like that." Anyway.
So, like you'll notice in here, we have the nice colored LED lighting. That's something that we, of course, just throw into our families when they're doing their parties here. But sometimes people want something a little bit more. So the lighting professionals, the DJs, have the additional lighting, the more direct stuff, and we recommend that they use them for that service. But the LED lighting does add an extra level of sophistication, we'll say, to the event. What we'll normally do is if they have a purple in their flowers, we'll match the purple in the color.
Oh,
we'll work with them.
Yes, wonderful. That's great. And let's see. Now, how about the outside area? I see that there is like a veranda here.
Correct.
That overlooks to the Hudson River. How amazing is that? And so for summer weddings or summer parties, I'm sure there is it. There an open mm-hmm. air type feel? And or do you seat people outside too? Or?
Well, we do all our events. Our main part of our events are held inside because mm-hmm. we're not allowed to have the DJs and the bands and everything outside. So that we keep inside. But the outside area is very helpful, for mostly for the ceremony. It's the most beautiful space. With that sunset going on behind you, you can't ask for a better backdrop. And then a lot of the times we'll also continue with our cocktail hour as well. We have beautiful property. We have beautiful lawns and beautiful flower gardens and all of that, and the gazebo. So we love when our guests walk around and enjoy their cocktail hour, or even throughout the course of the night, use the property to make their party go perfectly.
Absolutely. And where is the, so when people, I know we're going to be speaking with a DJ and mm-hmm. special events business owner, Stephen Burchard. He's coming up soon. But where do people dance anywhere here, or is there a designated spot, or?
Well, that's a great question. So, right now you're in the DJ spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the DJ spot would be right here with the whole floor in front of us. And being that it's an all wood floor, it does lend itself to people dancing everywhere. I'm a traditionalist, and I kind of like the middle of the room being the middle for the bride and groom and for everything happening with the dance floor. Although yesterday, I think we're about to book a lady who wanted to have the dance floor all the way to the far left. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter to us. Whatever their needs are is fine.
Sure.
The beauty of the floor of the room is it's very flexible. Mm-hmm. So you can do it in a bunch of different ways, depending on the head count and depending on the vibe that they're trying to get to.
Right. Right. And so now, in general, say somebody's getting married or having a bar or bat mitzvah, something like that, how much in advance do they need to get in touch with you?
The average wedding books out about 12 months.
Really?
Give or take. Yeah, about 12 months, sometimes a little bit. They might do their research about 15 months out, but by 12 months, they're booking, at least in our size, which is that 100 to 150 is our main size. Mm-hmm. The average mitzvah is probably booking out 18 months or more.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
But I will tell you, we have done some very quick ones.
I was going to say, any last-minute people? Because I tend to fall into that category. Last-minute Laura, they call me.
Absolutely. We've done many weddings. We had one of my favorite stories is I had a couple last year that came in, and they wanted a Saturday night in the fall. And I just said, I'm sorry, there's no Saturday nights in the fall left. They're all booked. I said, it was June. And I said, there's nothing there. And I said, well, how about a Friday? They said, no, we want a Saturday. How about a Sunday? No, we want a Saturday. Well, if you only want a Saturday, I happen to have August 12th available. It was 7 weeks out. And the bride looked at the groom and said, I can do it if you can. I was kidding. And I looked at them. I go, really? She says, well, let me call my dad. He's out of the country. So she texted her dad and she said, are you available for August 12th? Dad said, yes. The boy called his mom. She said, yes. An hour later, I had a contract and a check in my hand.
That's very...
And 7 weeks later, they walked down the aisle, and I have to tell you, it was one of the most beautiful weddings with every bell and whistle that everybody would want on their wedding, mm-hmm. about 140 guests, and it was really magical.
Aww.
So I tell a lot of my couples when they come in, I tell them this story, because it don't need 2 years. You don't need a year.
Yes.
You kind of need 6 months. I think 6 months is probably about the shortest time. This couple might have been a little adventurous, and God bless them for it. But you need about 6 months to really get all your stuff in order, mm-hmm. okay, to get at the wedding. You know, back in, you know, the olden days when I was married, everyone was 12 to 24 months was the norm.
Wow.
But mm-hmm. now you can cut that down a lot. It's so much easier to get their gown. It's so much easier to get their invitation. So much easier to get, you know, to book their DJs and their band. Everything is really at your fingertips now, especially with the age of the internet.
Absolutely.
So 6 to 12 months is a reasonable time for you to book your wedding and get married.
Gotcha. And where, so when people actually get married here and don't just hold their reception here, where's the ceremony taking place? Is it out in the garden? Is it in here by the fireplace? Where do you do it in general?
When the weather's agreeable, we are right outside middle door, overlooked with our back, with the behind them is that beautiful sunset and the water of the Hudson River. Mm-hmm. So it's a magical background. When the weather is not agreeable, we hold the ceremonies inside, basically in this area in front of the big doorway, so at least they have the glass behind them. They're still getting somewhat of the view, mm-hmm. although it's much nicer, of course, when the weather cooperates.
I see. Well, you must see a lot of magic happen here, and to be able to, well, I guess raising three daughters, you have mm-hmm. good experience at, you know, keeping things yeah. nice and calm during what could...
Well, I consider having those three daughters kind of a secret weapon for me.
Okay.
So, you know, they're all in their 20s. So I have three millennial daughters, and they're all wonderful in their own ways. And having, you know, they're three different personalities, but having, you know, lived with them for 28 years, I've learned something about the millennial bride, I think. I've learned some nuances that maybe others may not have. It also helps me when I connect with the parents, because mm-hmm. I understand what they're going through. And I understand, you know, look, everybody wants the most they can for the least they're going to pay. Mm-hmm. That's natural.
Yes.
They want to look good. They want their guests to be treated well. Mm-hmm. They want the memories for their children to be phenomenal. They want mm-hmm. the experience to be extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So what we do at the Briarcliff Manor is we do everything we can to deliver on those promises. And being the dad of those three girls, I kind of get what the needs are. Mm-hmm. Some things I just shake my head at, other things I work real hard to get to. And it's been a wonderful start, and looking forward to many years of doing many, many more weddings.
Have you married any of your daughters?
Well, my oldest one is getting married next month, and so we're going through the process. So I do understand how the parents feel, because I'm...
Now, you're experiencing it firsthand.
And all and everything, and being a professional in this industry doesn't make it any easier, and makes it probably even more complicated.
Is but she doing it here, or does she have another place because of other... factors.
Unfortunately, we're almost 300 people, so we are not able to do it.
Italian wedding.
Exactly.
Of course.
So we have to go to a larger facility, but we've chosen something very nice.
That's terrific. Perry DiNapoli is my co-host at Party Time. This is our new show, The Briarcliff Manor, where everlasting memories in an elegant manner are created every single day. By all means, you can create your own party here and get in touch with Perry by going to his website.
Which, of course, is thebriarcliffmanor.com. So that's thebriarcliff Manor, MANOR.com.
Thebriarcliffmanor.com. Perfect. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Stephen Burchard. He is the owner of Magical Memories. He's just one of the vendors that Perry works with all the time and highly, highly recommends. We're going to find out about his fabulous Party Time type of venue and business that he has creating these lasting memories here. So up with Stephen Burchard next from Party Time. I'm Laura Smith in Westchester Talk Radio.
It's party time.
Planning an event?
Perry DiNapoli from the Briarcliff Manor gives you the 411 on what you need to know to make it a success.
Party time.
Every second Tuesday of the month from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Westchester Talk Radio and on demand at westchestertalkradio.com.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Put your rose-colored glasses on and party on.
Wow.
Welcome back, Westchester Talk Radio. This is Party Time with Perry Dinopoli at the Briarcliff Manor. Everlasting memories in an elegant manner. We're produced by Shark Creative and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. As we continue on with our first ever, this is the premier show of Party Time. We're talking about the beautiful Briarcliff Manor, where, as I said, everlasting memories in an elegant manner are made here. This is where you can have not only your wedding, but perhaps a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah, a memorial party. I mean, there are all sorts of things that people want to have an incredible backdrop for, overlooking the Hudson River, and this, the Briarcliff Manor, is it. So, Perry, you have a great friend here to you. I know he is, and we were talking about him before, Stephen Burchard. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him? I know he's one of your favorite vendors, and I'd love to hear all about what he does for you.
Absolutely. So, you know, normally if people tell me what's the most important part of a party, I would tell you that it all begins with great food, which has been my tagline for decades. But I've come to realize that you have to have great partners in your vendors. And DJ and music and entertainment is incredibly important to any celebration, whether it's a birthday party or a mitzvah or a wedding. So I had the pleasure of meeting Stephen a little over 10 years ago.
It was more like 13 years ago.
13.
Who's counting?
Well, but you're only 29 now, right?
That's correct, yes.
So, all right. So he was 16 years old when I first met him. He was actually running, Stephen was running entertainment at a party at my place in White Plains. And he wasn't even shaving yet, I don't think. And I saw this little guy in a suit running around being the boss of all these adults. And I was like, who are you? And what are you doing in my place? And that's how we met. And we've been friends ever since. And he was with me there in White Plains. And his business has grown. And when I came up here to the Briarcliff Manor, he was one of the first phone calls I made. And I said, look, I'm taking over a place. I definitely want your input. I want your help. I want your support. And let's begin anew. And so now, without any further ado, let me introduce Stephen Burchard from Magical Memories.
Well, I want to thank you guys for having me on. This is a fantastic experience so far. I've been listening to you the whole time, and it's really interesting to hear all the things you've been saying. And I've experienced a lot of it myself with you guys.
So you've literally been here with him for 13 years. That's a lot of parties.
I did start off the first event as an entertainment company ever did. I started at Perry's first place. We've had an interesting road. We've had a long road growing as a company, growing as a business together has been fantastic. I started off back then with just myself. And now I do want to give a shout out to my team back in the office. They're working hard. So it's grown from just me to a whole roster of people, which is cool.
Tell us about Magical Memories. What exactly do you cover? What types of, what can you do? What can you bring to an event?
Magical Memories is actually a full-service event company, I like to say. So we do everything from the DJs to live entertainment, like magicians and jugglers and aerialists. We have photo booths. We have photographers. We literally pretty much do the whole nine yards. The only thing we don't do is the food, and that's why we're here.
And that's exactly. That's incredible. So you make sure that whenever anybody has a special request for a type of party, if somebody does go outside of the realm of what you're normally used to having, are you able to get it?
I used to say I can pretty much get anything. If you make a request for anything, if I don't have it, I'll find it. I've been asked for monkeys. I've been asked for mariachi bands. I think we've done, I'm trying to think what else we've done here. I had a trumpeter leading people in here at a corporate event once. What else did we do here that was interesting and unique? We've done a lot of just crazy things that are different. I mean, I've done aerialists at different events. I've done contortionists. I've done, I mean, you can name it. I can pretty much get it now.
So, I was going to ask you something, and then you made me laugh. What was it?
Comedians too now.
Yeah. Comedians as well.
I'm trying to get into that realm. I mean, I'm a DJ and a magician myself, but comedy's my night. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I know what I was going to ask you. So you have DJs, but what about the bands? Are you mm-hmm. responsible for getting bands, full bands for weddings, bands?
I think one of the bands that he recommends is for us as well. One of our things we did it for a bar mitzvah here was a band, and we also had, actually it was interesting. It was a very big event. They had a band, a DJ, casino games, arcade games. Mm-hmm. It was outside, inside, upstairs. I mean, everywhere. So that was a big bar mitzvah we did here. So they definitely utilizing a lot of their space. Mm-hmm. Now that's the cool thing about this is they have the inside space, they have the outside space, and we were able to bring in things that were not music related outside and keep the kids occupied through that. And the adults were in here rocking out with the band. So it was really a cool thing.
So Perry, when people come to you, do you automatically recommend Magical Memories and for the most part, do a lot of people end up contracting him?
Well, Stephen would like it that way, but he gets a good share of our business, but we do have relationships with a few other entertainment companies as well. And so I kind of, like I said, I ask a lot of questions, and then when I find the right fit, I'll recommend that as the first phone call. But I do recommend, even if I'm referring over to Stephen, which I have a lot of confidence in him, especially after, you know, a 13-year relationship,
yes.
I will tell them to call more than one, because mm-hmm. sometimes they'll get on the phone with Stephen and it clicks, and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, you want them to be comfortable and happy with whoever they're using.
Sure. I want to ask you, though, as a DJ, and I've always wondered this, because you go to weddings sometimes, and it really, what you said is so absolutely true. It can make or break any party. And I've been to some weddings where the music is just so tired, and it's the same songs mm-hmm. that you hear everywhere, and I'm thinking, can't they be a little bit more creative here? And then I've been at other weddings where you could literally wouldn't sit down for the entire 4 hours of the party.
I've only been to those kind of weddings. I mean, so that's no, just kidding. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's right. No, so I just wanted to know, how is it? So do people give you playlists, or are you just so good at identifying like a certain kind of person and you just know off the bat what they're going to like to hear? How do you work with people?
So fortunately, the way we operate as a company is a little different than a lot of DJ companies do. We're similar to how Perry does it. So Perry sits down with the client, and I usually sit down with all my brides, all my clients, and talk to them about what their experiences are, their style is, how they do things. So that way I can identify how they want things to go. And we have a roster of different DJs and different talents that are able to fit different styles. And then I kind of put different people into those different categories, so that way they're with the right person. So it's kind of a twofold piece. And we always ask for preemptive information. So we always ask them for playlists, like definite playlists, do not playlists, their special requests, all that stuff. And then we work with the team over here at Briarcliff Manor to make sure that we're all on the same page. And then we also make sure we have the right staff on it who fit that style, so that way even if the song list isn't complete or whatever it might be, the DJ can move and adjust to fit the theme of the event.
At these days, like in order for you to be a DJ to have all the right music, do you sometimes have to, do you buy music? Like let's say, for example, I grew up in Brazil, so I love Brazilian music, mm-hmm. and you need now to get Brazilian music, but you don't have it in your playlist. Do you have to order the music, or do we provide it for you, or how is that done?
I mean, we have about 250,000 songs in our library.
Wow.
So everything from the 1920s to current music, we have a lot of different kinds of music, and we also work with an international school where we do all of their events, so our playlist is quite eclectic. But even with that, you know, we don't have everything. It's just impossible to have all music at all times. So fortunately, in this day and age, a lot of music's easy to obtain, even at the event. So, like, we'll download music on the fly. We'll play music off people's phones if there's certain songs or certain variations. I've had, you know, weddings where people are like, oh, this is my friend's song. Can you get it? Like, you can be like, hey, do you have it on your phone? Give it to me. I'll plug it in. I'll play it.
Yes.
So, you know, it's really a different world that we live in now. And I'm so happy that I DJ and I do events now versus, you know, when Perry was first starting. I don't want
to.
I mean, that was only like 10 years
record.
Ago. I know, but still, you know. but yeah, it's. I don't want to bring in 50 crates. You know, and only have mm-hmm. whatever it is. You know, 200 songs there. Now we have 250,000 songs, and I bring in you know a laptop. So it's a nice feeling. It's a nice ability to, which gives us the flexibility to now DJ to any event and any point in time, and have you know we can play the music that your you know grandma will love, and then you know your. You know, granddaughter will love, you know, everything.
Yeah. Well, beautiful.
Yeah. And what I'd like to add to that is, you know, I've now, after 3 years and about 150 weddings and counting, what I've noticed is a lot of times people try to micromanage the process. And the key to hiring a professional like Steven is you sit down, you give him the songs that matter, and then give him the authority to run the event.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll run the music, and us as the caterer and the event specialist, we'll work together so that we'll time it properly. And that's when an event goes really smooth. If you try, if the host tries to micromanage and tries to play every song for a 5-hour wedding, it is a little bit hard for them to do their job, which of course makes it even harder for us to do our job.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to manage that process a little bit. And I like recommending the professionals that I'm used to working with because it goes so much smoother when that happens.
Sure. There's a lot of synergy that has to happen between you and the vendors and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. I was going to mention something at that point. Is that something that I find really cool about working with somebody regularly is that we not only know the owner, but we know all the staff. So when our DJs come in here, it's such an easy transition. It's not like, oh, where do we set up? What do we do? And I know Perry's mentioned this a couple times to me, where it's such a nice feeling to have somebody come in here and, you know, just know where to set up and just know what to do and know how to do things. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a different DJ that we've not necessarily brought in here, I know what to do. I'll be here myself making sure that they're set up properly. Mm-hmm. And then we also know how they run their events, and they know how we do things. So it's such an easy,
seamless, yes.
Yeah, exactly, seamless experience, which is, I mean, I think is the best thing for the client. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what we're here for. Is we're here to present a certain product, present a certain aspect of things, and make an event that's just memorable. And that, you know, I mean, my tagline, I'm going to use this: making memories that last a lifetime. Yeah. So we're going to make those memories, and it's very similar in how it's all done. I think it's super important.
I'm thinking if and when I ever do get married, I would like a monkey.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, unfortunately, in New York State and all the surrounding states, having monkeys is illegal.
Oh.
So anybody that's wishing to have a monkey at your wedding, which I've been asked for many times, but funny thing, there is a similar animal. I forgot the name off the top of my head, but it looks like a monkey, and you can bring that there. So if you're okay with
like a simian or something like that.
Yes. Something like that. So.
Either that, or we could have, well, maybe Matthew or Jim would like to. We have some great costumes around. Just kidding.
I mean, we do have a monkey costume, so that I could bring. That's fine.
Oh, that's so very interesting. So, in all, you guys work very synergistically together, and I think that's another thing. It takes the stress off of the plate of the person who's having the party to know that you guys have a big, long history together and such magical memories. How do we find you? What is your website?
So it's Magical Memories Entertainment. It's MME123.com.
MME123.com. Beautiful stuff. Stephen Burchard will be, I'm sure, a lot of people are going to want to get in touch with you. I know that, you know, even I've never done the wedding, as I've mentioned, 150 times now, but in putting other types of parties together and birthday parties and stuff.
On your 30th birthday, when we can do that stuff for you there.
Perfect. Yes, now you just need to start having your singles, what is it called, minute dating, speed dating here at the Briarcliff Manor.
What happened to minute dating at the manor?
Oh, that's minute dating at the manor.
There we go.
Your daughter's going to kill you for this one.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Adriana, it's all my fault. Anyway, so yeah, that's exciting and wonderful. And is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of the music and what people need to know about hosting and having their beautiful party here?
Absolutely. Well, Stephen brought it up. It's a team. So when you pick a facility, when you pick us, hopefully people, when they come here, they do. They don't just get my family of vendors, but they also get my staff. And my staff is also like family to us. And you can't build a successful business without a team of people around you to support you. And we've been very, very fortunate to have some great people with us. As a matter of fact, I have one lady who's been with me 20 years.
Wow.
I have one gentleman who's been with me now so that lady's Rosa. Jimmy's been with me for 14 years now and counting. Many of my staff here, I'm very proud of my executive chef, Peter Vincent. He's been with me here for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, my manager, my events manager, she's been with me here over a year now. Some of my floor staff, Andrew and others, been here with me, Silvio. They've been with me here almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You need that continuity. You need go-to people. You need people you can count on. whether you're talking about your vendors, whether you're talking about your suppliers, whether you're talking about your employees. And what we offer in the, you know, in the successful businesses, not only to Briarcliff Manor, but any company you go to that's successful and has done it time and time again, you're hiring not just us, you're hiring our entire, can I use the word Rolodex? Do people know what that is anymore?
Yes.
But you're hiring
our... I'm sorry, what is that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So you're hiring our entire history. And we bring that to the table each and every event, each and every party. And we share our experiences. Some people are open-ended and wonderful, and they listen to all of that. Other people have a very strong opinion of their events, whichever it is. But we try to find that common ground, that middle ground that will help you and help us have the most successful event. One thing I like to do at the end of every party, I don't know if other business owners do it, something that I feel comfortable doing, I escort my guests out. There's 150 people here on a Saturday night wedding. I'm standing at the door, holding the door for them. And I like to say goodnight to everybody as they leave.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They know who I am. They know mm-hmm. I'm the owner. Or if they think they may think I'm the manager. I don't know. But they know that I'm in charge. And that's the best time to find out if people are happy with the service and the product that you delivered that night. I love waiting for my, you know, I'll wait with the bridal party until they get loaded into their van and their buses and say goodnight to them properly, because it is a very important process. It's the most important night of their life up to that point, and we must give them everything that we have, or I'm not happy.
That's wonderful. And that is the personal touch, the family touch mm-hmm. that, you know, in this day and age, unfortunately, it's not everywhere, and it's kind of rare. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, that alone sets you apart from so many other businesses in the area doing the same thing. The Briarcliff Manor, everlasting memories in an elegant manner with a wonderful proprietor who actually cares whether people mm-hmm. had a good time or not. That says it all to me. Perry DiNapoli, it's great hosting a show with you.
My pleasure, Laura. This has been fantastic. And thank you, Stephen, for being here with us for our inaugural
so
show.
Much.
Stephen Bouchard of Magical Memories. The website is mme123.com. Great to meet you as well.
It was a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right. And so we'll see you, I guess, a month from now, Perry?
A month from now. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll have another guest, and we'll have some other information to share. And until then, again, with 9/11, we wish our best to all who are affected and all who hear our voice. And, you know, be kind to each other today, because it really matters.
It really does. Thank you so much. And I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the beautiful Briarcliff Manor in Ossining, New York. Everlasting memories in an elegant manner. We'll see you next month, everyone.
Your rose-colored glasses on.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.